Jerome Burke to introduce our next speaker.
Oh. I don't know, for some reason, since my eyes aren't focused and since Deanna pushed me down the stairs at the beer store yesterday, so we're going to have to hold this a little closer. Invited guests, comrades all, I've been given the privilege to introduce our next guest. Commodore Mark B. Watson joined the Canadian Forces in 1983, opting to make the Navy his home. After attending Royal Roads Military College, he transferred to the Royal Military College, where he graduated in 1987. Following service on the HMCS Huron and HMCS Vancouver, he was deployed to Italy in the early 90s for Operation Sharp Guard embargo against Serbia, where he established NATO's first operational forward logistics site. In 2000, he attended the Canadian Forces College, where he was promoted to the rank of commander. Upon graduation, he became the formation administration officer at Canadian Forces Base Halifax, where he oversaw support functions at the largest base in Canada. In the summer of 2006, he spent some time on the beaches in Central Africa as the senior Canadian and chief logistical advisor to the African Union's mission in the Sudan. Upon returning to Canada, he oversaw support services for domestic operations at Canada Command. In 2009, he was promoted to captain and assumed the position Director of Maritime Material Operational Support, where he was responsible for all logistical policy and planning for the Navy. In the summer of 2010, he became the Commandant of Canadian Forces Support Unit in Ottawa, where he managed all administration and logistical service for the nearly 20,000 military and civilian members of the defense team in the National Capital Region. In 2012, he was promoted to his present rank and was appointed to the role of Director General, Personal Family Support Services. Commodore Watson's educations include a Bachelor of Arts with Honors in History and Political Science from the Royal Military College, a Master of Arts in War Studies from Royal Military College, a Master of Business Administration from St. Mary's University, a Master of Defense Studies from the Royal Military College, and is a certified management accountant. Please join me in welcoming Commodore Mark Watson.
So, this is Naval Officer Proof. I can do it?
It is.
Okay, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great privilege to be here today to speak to you about some of the things we're doing in Ottawa. I've only taken over my role about 2 months ago, and I'm taking every opportunity to get out from Ottawa to visit people in the field. And when I talk about people in the field, it's people we support. And my role as DG PFSS, S, I think there's another one, I'm not sure, is to provide morale and welfare. In fact, if you want to think of my role, I'm going to change that name because no one knows what it means. I'm the morale and welfare officer for the Canadian Forces. But it's not just the Canadian Forces. We have 1 million strong, as we say in my directorate, people who have served or could be supported by my directorate. That's the serving personnel, that's the reserve personnel, that's the retired personnel, and their families. My organization is quite huge. We have one community, 1 million strong. And my organization, my fiefdom, if you will, has nearly 6,000 people aimed to supporting the morale and welfare of our community. In this group, we have what we call the Personnel Support Services Program, the guys who take care of the messes. I'm responsible for the CANICs. I'm responsible for the CISIP. I'm responsible for the Military Family Resource Centers. I'm also responsible for their casualty support management. They're all linked, meant to provide better support for morale and welfare to our community. Now, it's my privilege here today to highlight these programs to the Canadian Forces community. That includes you. I'm going to touch on several areas today. The first one's support our troops, which is our charity that we have. It has three components: a soldier on fund, the military families fund, and a very small hospital comfort fund. The CF Appreciation Program, which I think you'll appreciate because you can benefit from this. The Canadian Defense Community Banking. Vacations for veterans and Op Wish. So the Soldier On Support Our Troops Fund is composed of three charities, as I mentioned: Support Our Soldier On, the Military Family Funds, and our Hospital Coverage Fund. They're the only charities controlled by the military for the military. Very important point. Let's talk about that first one, the Soldier On program. This was a concept that started in 2006 by Warrant Officer Andrew McLean and Mr. Greg Lachance. And the program was adopted by Canadian Forces in 2007. The primary objectives of Soldier On are to facilitate support and integrate resources and opportunities for ill and injured military personnel to fully and actively participate in physical, recreational, and supporting activities. It is meant to create awareness of Soldier On among ill and injured military personnel, other Canadian Force personnel, the general public, and corporations. And it is to investigate, foster, and enhance partnerships with Canadian organizations and allied nations offering relevant programs and services. I want to highlight the fact that it is for serving and retired personnel that have physical and or mental disabilities and focus on injured ill, however, also supports where family, where possible. The lines of operation for this, to use an Army term, includes outreach and awareness, introduction to various camps. We provide active for life, which is the main effort, putting people back in the community, and high performance activities. Now, a Soldier On team consists of more than just my staff, but includes expertise and joint support units, which are across the country, volunteers, and medical support. Let's talk about the first stage, about raising awareness of what we do. Now, this includes explaining to people the Soldier On concept. It's a comprehensive communication plan, includes videos and promotional tools. There's presentations with Soldier On tours, conferences, and military conferences. As cross-promotion and media events, and includes more than 120 fundraising events. Yesterday in Ottawa, we had what was called the Army Run, where over 18,000 people ran either a 5 kilometer or half marathon. And it started off with wounded soldiers starting, single, double, and triple amputees starting the race. The money went, last year, over $300,000 went to Soldier On to support the serving militaries with disabilities and the retired. This year, we also launched Special Running Room, which is a store that you might know if you're a jogger, to launch 4 items of the Soldier On branded clothing to support our troops. The money raised for that, the profit will go on to our Soldier On Fund to help our ill and injured soldiers. And when I say soldiers, it includes sailors and airmen, as well as those serving and retired. The second line of operation is what we call the First Contact Program. And this is where the ill or injured person are first introduced to sports and opportunities that they may not have known before or may have given up. The intent of this stage is to bring and to build hope and confidence in their abilities. It is to empower them to open doors to other life opportunities that they might have thought they could no longer have. Now, this is achieved primarily through our Soldier On camps, which are facilitated and supported by our national office, and through special projects such as the Paralympic Games. And we work very closely with our American and British counterparts to develop and offer programs and opportunities for ill and injured. The third stage, third line of operation, if you will, is to be active for life. This is about promoting lifetime and commitment to a healthy and active lifestyle. And this is where events are organized and delivered by local community and organizations with support from field staff. In particular, the 8 regional adaptive fitness specialists that are co-located with the 8 regional JPSUs, or Joint personnel support units, which have been established in the last 6 or 7 years and are financially supported in part through Soldier On Fund. There are also more than 30 sport fit camps, if you will, with another 17 planned over the next 8 months. This will provide a sustainable link between our injured and a local club to promote and encourage ongoing regular participation. The fourth line of operation is high performance, and this is aimed for those military personnel who want to go one step further, who want to be at an international level competition, whether it be the Paralympic Games or another area, such as the Warrior Games. This will be utilized to work closely with the Canadian Paralympic Committee and other respective national sporting organizations. So far, over 500 personnel have been supported. The people who are supported have to self-identify themselves. 143 individual grants were given in 11-12, which is up from 56 the year before, and over 274 participants in soldier activities, up from 158 the year before. Examples of some events are sledge hockey camps, fishing camps, the British-UK Battle Back Winter Camp, United States Marine Corps Paralympic-style trials, and the Army, Navy, and Air Force runs. We expect that the numbers of participants will dramatically increase. At presently, my joint personnel support groups support and monitor over 4,000 ill and injured. There are 24,000 clients under VAC under the age of 50. And we believe that we can be called upon to support as many as 8,000 people in the next couple of years. To date, about $1.8 million has been donated to Soldier On Fund. It is through this money that we can support initiatives like this. And with the growth of the expected people who wish to have that support, we're looking to increase the finances of this, making sure it is self-sustaining. A second program that we have is called the Military Families Fund. This comes underneath the Support Our Troops umbrella as our second major charity, and to date we have received over $10 million that we oversee. This gives them much more flexibility to provide support where the government or Veterans Affairs cannot support families. In many cases, the families are our most important backdrop, but unless you have a but the way it works now is that families don't necessarily have that opportunity to receive support from some government departments. This provides flexibility to provide a family need, to support the mother and father in a grieving process, to help a child whose father has been disabled in Afghanistan to come to grips with that reality. Now let's move on to something a little bit more cheery in certain aspects, something that you can benefit from. It's called the Canadian Forces Appreciation Program. Back in 2009, the CDS challenged us to develop a discount leisure and travel and attraction program similar to what the American have down in the United States. And this is meant to offer members and their families a way to have the pleasures of some type of attraction at a reduced cost. Thus, this program was launched in 2011. It is Canadian Forces' only discount program. And there are 8 different categories of support. And if you go online on www.cfappreciation.ca, you can see some of the things we have to offer. Right now, over 800 companies give a discount to serving and retired military personnel. I've challenged my staff to triple that, so by January 1st, I want a 2,000. There are a large number of opportunities here. To access this, we issue out free appreciation program cards. The oldest member who has taken this card is 102 years old. Okay. And we've sent out letters to all new ones, over 115,000 explaining this program. Our goal shortly is to create what's called the non-public program passport, where you'll have a card where you can access these programs and go to the mechanics or use them on the base if you're still using some activities on the base. The program is fantastic, so you go and you need a card and you're going to some pizza joint. You show the card, you get 15% off. The number of people using this is going up dramatically every day, and the number of companies we have interested in supporting our troops, serving retired, is impressive. One of our latest ones we're doing with is through the industry partners, is for example, Universal Studios. You're getting roughly 25% off if you wish to go down to the United States and go to these by pre-booking and using the card, saying that you're retired military. Anyone who's traveling to the United States realize how great the American system is. We are replicating that in Canada, and we're doing it very quickly. In the last 9 months, my director has sent over 25,000 cards out to people who wish to access some of these programs. Another area you may be interested in is we've accessed the Armed Forces Vacation Club, offered by Wyndham Worldwide, where you can go on and book a 7-day vacation for $349. It is the same system as the Americans offer theirs. Come through our website and you'll see it. You go online if you want a vacation in Mexico or Spain, they have hotels available at different times of the years that you can access at a much reduced cost. These are great opportunities for serving and retired personnel. We've also partnered with the Bank of Montreal, or BMO, and created the Canadian Defence Community Banking Program. For members over 55, personal banking services are free, and for our younger members, they can receive a monthly discount as much as $8 per month or $100 per year on banking fees. Again, another area we're trying to support our serving and our retired personnel. Through this program, over $100,000 has been raised to go back and to support our troops program. BMO has had a significant sponsor of numerous events throughout the Canadian Forces as well. So this is another example of an industry partner who's helped our military community of 1 million. Another one is Vacation for Vets. Now this is a combination we worked with Shell Vacations Canada. And we started doing it last year, whereby they offer free accommodation for 1 week to those who have been injured in the line of service. And it's very similar to, the program that is offered in the United States. The program is open for serving or former members of the Canadian Forces who have sustained an illness or injury attributed to military service in a special duty or special duty operations and are receipt of a VAC benefit for that illness or injury. There are about 26 destinations in Canada, United States, and Mexico, and 40 members of our community and their families have benefited from this. Finally, we have Operation Rish, where Sears Canada has come forth and providing a one-day sale for retired and serving military personnel to go and shop at 20 or 10% off on a special day of the year. Again, by showing your CF appreciation card or in the future, our non-public fund passport card. Last year was a huge success, but all these are demonstrating the commitment that Canadian corporations have to supporting those who have served. Every day we're getting requests from companies saying, how can we support the people who have served our country? My job is to communicate those information to you and hopefully your friends out there so they can make access to some of these programs to save some money here and there or to have a better vacation. In summary, there are many ways in which members of the Canadian Forces community can potentially benefit from the programs I've described here, whether it be OpWish, Vacation for Veterans, the Canadian Defence Community Banking Program, and the CF Appreciation Program. As individual Canadians, you can make a donation to support our troop funds by buying some material, jerseys, t-shirts from the running room, or you can pass the word about our nature of our programs offered to our families and friends who may wish to come involved. In the future, my staff will be working with Deanna and other members of your staff to ensure that articles are put in your publication so they can explain what these are. Ladies and gentlemen, as a moral and welfare officer, I guess, for the Canadian Forces, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to come here to explain some of the programs we have that support our ill and injured, but also our serving retired personnel. And if anyone has any questions, I'll be free to answer them.
You're so quiet. You're getting all these.
Man.
Thank you, Commodore Watson. It gives me great pleasure to be